The next head coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Richard Pitino. The Gophers are 8-3 on the season and ranked number 14 in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. Minnesota takes on Drake tonight. Coach Pitino, good morning. Thank you for joining us on game day.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coach, before we get started with questions, can you just start us off with an opening statement on your season thus far?
Well, it's obviously very early. This is definitely the most challenging first 11 games that we've played, since I've been here in my 5 years. I think that we've been really, really tested, to have three true road games before December 9th or 10th. It's really, really challenging. And so, fortunately, we got a win at Providence, beat a really good Alabama team as well, and slipped up with, two road games and blew a good opportunity versus Miami. But a lot of really, really teachable moments. And, I think that we understand where we got to get better at, where we're growing at. And we know that we've got a very, very tough game tonight versus a very, very good, Drake offense that runs their stuff very well. So it'll be a challenge for us, and we're excited about it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go on to questions now from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star 1. Your first question is from Marcus Fuller, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, Marcus.
Is there any update on Bakari and whether he'll play tonight?
We they have that concussion protocol deal, so he did a little bit of that yesterday, in the sense of non-contact stuff. I mean, we didn't obviously go real long in practice, so I guess we'll evaluate him again today after walkthrough. So not sure just yet, but I think we'll have a clearer picture after walkthrough today.
And then quickly, your bench, obviously you want a lot more from them, but Jameer Harris hasn't seen much in the last 3 games, didn't play versus Arkansas. Was it just a tough road environment for him to play in?
Yeah, just the matchup part of it. And I think Jameer, I think he'll get better and better. I think that just from the way that they played, I felt like it was necessary to have 3 ball handlers in the game at all times. So it's nothing that he's necessarily doing wrong. I think he's working his butt off, and he'll get there. It was just a matchup more than anything.
Thanks.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Richard. I'm curious, and obviously you have your own successful career and your own team, but when you're getting ready for a season and you're trying to balance all that stuff, and then your dad goes through what he had to go through, I just wonder, was it hard for you to stay focused on your day-to-day tasks and on your team, or what is that like of worrying about your dad, I'm sure, and also trying to get your team ready so close to the season?
I'm certainly capable of doing both. I think that the only time really it comes up is when you're talking to the media, and certainly I get it. I mean, you got to do your job, and it's certainly an understandable story. But I have no problem with, separating personal life and the professional. So it hasn't been too difficult. My family's been through things before, and we're a really strong family. My father's a very strong person as well. So I just do my best to be a supportive son whenever he needs me, as well as be a father to 3 kids and do my best there as well, and a good husband. So, I think everybody deals with, the professional and the personal. So I think I do a pretty good job of it. I try, at least.
And I don't, I certainly don't mean any insult by that. Just
not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
No, all good, all good.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1.
Okay, seeing as there are none, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.